local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we certainly thank you for joining us here. Hour number three, happy Friday. Joe and Gracie with you on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Certainly appreciate your interaction. Busy afternoon on the roads today. Thank you for letting us know on those tips. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Gotten some text about the situation with Donald Trump. We'll get to that in just a second. Also, the latest in the alien investigation in Las Vegas. I think Gracie is just teetering on the edge of maybe coming over to the dark side and acknowledging that there is alternative forms of life out there. So we'll see if we can't get her here in hour number three. But we start with an update on the roads and our weather, see if anything's been slowing down out there.
Well, our slowdowns on I-10 have cleared up. That's in the eastbound direction. It is now moving smoothly throughout Pensacola. Still a little bit of slow traffic on I-10. This is going to be on the Alabama state side. This is going to be in the eastbound direction right near Grand River Motorsports. That is due to construction and a small fender bender. So we are still seeing slowdowns there, but throughout Pensacola, we're looking good. If you see something else on the roads, please give me a call to 850-262-6111. For weather this weekend, it's going to be a hot one, and we are going to be seeing some chances of rain. So coming up tomorrow, 40% chance of some showers in the afternoon with a high of 88. For tonight, we still have some chances of rain. That's just at 20%, though, and a low of 73. Right now, we have mostly clear skies with it being 85 in Pensacola, 84 in Milton, 84 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And starting with our top three stories today, we heard from Special Counsel Jack Smith, who says his office will seek a speedy trial in the federal indictment against former President Trump.
Today, an indictment was unsealed, charging Donald J. Trump with felony violations of our national security laws, as well as participating in a conspiracy to obstruct justice.
And Smith adds that there's one set of laws in this country and that they apply to everyone. Trump, meanwhile, blasting the special counsel who indicted him. In a post on Truth Social, Trump referred to Smith as a deranged lunatic and psycho and questioned the prosecutor isn't going after President Biden for his handling of classified documents. And attorneys for New York Congressman George Santos say that revealing the names of the three people who bailed him out would backfire on those who helped him. Santos pleaded not guilty to wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and lying to Congress. A judge ordered Santos to identify the three people who raised his $500,000 bail. Well, Congressman Matt Gaetz is in jail at the moment. He is giving his legislative update. Good crowd, according to Channel 3, is there for that. And yesterday he did react to the news about former President Trump. Here's what he had to tell Newsmax.
For an indictment to be used as the tool clearly showcases that this is about the 2024 election. Does anyone watching really believe this would be happening to Trump if he weren't running again and if he weren't winning as the leading Republican candidate?
And Gaetz says it's strictly political and just the latest in a series of witch hunts against the former president and current GOP leader. 6:15 right now. We'll pause briefly for another check of the roads and weather.
Traffic's looking good right now. Nothing to slow you down on 29 or 90 throughout our area. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-2626-111. Traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. For weather, we're going to get an update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
Happy Friday. Working ahead through the weekend, rain chances unfortunately will continue. 40 to 50% chance, scattered thunderstorms through Saturday afternoon, and hot too before the storms get here. Highs in the lower 90s to upper 80s. Good news is the rain chance does back off a little bit for Sunday, down to an isolated chance for rain at 20 to 30% chances, but that heat, you won't be able to miss it every single afternoon going forward. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR. WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's 85 right now in Pensacola, 84 in Milton and Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
And continuing on with local news today, deadly fire on Mallory Street this morning. The city confirming one person died in that fire that happened just a little before 10:20 this morning. Crews arrived to find heavy smoke and flames coming from the home. They received reports that at least one person was trapped inside. They went in and searched and unfortunately found one adult occupant who had died in that blaze. The Bureau of Fire, Arson, and Explosive Investigations is currently looking into the cause. Well, at 4:30 today, we heard from Brianna Spence, the winner of the Pensacola Welcome Sign Contest. We're going to replay that interview coming up after the 6:30 news update, but the city announced today that Spence did win the contest. There were 22 submissions through a blind selection and scoring process, and the selection committee consisted of 6 people who did not know the identity of the designers until after the designs were scored and a winner was selected. So congratulations to her. Also, pretty interesting note from Camp Pendleton yesterday. 2 Pensacola natives were on opposite ends of a Marine Corps change of command ceremony. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Doss III received the command for the 9th Communication Battalion from Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Roman during a ceremony. Both men are from our local area, with Roman from Pensacola and Doss from Cantonment. After being relieved of the command, Roman retired after 20 years of service in the Marine Corps. So pretty cool story with local angles there. Statewide notes after the news broke yesterday about China's plans to operate a spy facility in Cuba. Representatives Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Mario Diaz-Balart wrote a letter to Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin demanding some answers, although U.S. and Cuba leaders are denying the reports of the spy facility.
Also, in Mexico, Mexico is going to seek legal diplomatic measures over Florida migrant relocation program. A statement from the Mexican Foreign Ministry commends the transportation of migrants from the states that border Mexico to other parts of the U.S. for political reason.
In Central Florida, police trying to figure out why drugs keep washing up on the beaches. Deputies say they found a bag of cocaine on the shores of Daytona Beach last night. It's the third incident reported in Volusia County in the last week at the beach.
And FDLE says that Coral Springs man was able to obtain over $500,000 of COVID relief funds. But rather than use the money for his business, Steve Roberts allegedly bought a home, luxury goods, and posted a bond for a friend in jail. His wife and 2 nieces are also charged in the same scheme.
And several former students at Stoneman Douglas High School testified today in the Scott Peterson trial.
Mr. Peterson take the firearm that was hit in his hand and move towards the building that you were in.
Move towards the building?
Yes.
No.
Okay. You just see him stand there with his gun outside?
Yes.
So that was a 20-year-old man who was testifying, was a freshman at the time of the massacre. Peterson is facing 11 total charges. 6:20 right now. We'll take a break, come back, and take a look at national and worldwide headlines. It's Friday. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Let's be honest. Nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes for us? In Escambia County, they do. The millions who visit here spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay lower the tax burden for locals. Visitor spending supports over 22,000 jobs, providing $638 million in local wages. Sure, being a tourism destination means we might have to wait a little longer for a restaurant table or park a little farther to get to our favorite shops. But it's a small price to pay when you consider the contributions those temporary visitors make to our permanent slice of paradise. So keep on welcoming visitors with our famous Southern hospitality and invite your friends and family to visit, because tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale, this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
Free grill with every purchase at the factory showroom this Saturday only. Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance of your generator. With the most Generac certified technicians in the area, they'll make sure your generator is good to go. If you need a new unit or replacement unit, remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you'll never spend a dime until your unit is on your property. Call White Sands Electric today, 850-433-6080, for all your electrical and generator needs.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Friday, it's News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great start to your weekend. Going to get a quick look at the roads before we get started with some more national and worldwide headlines. Our roads are looking good right now on I-10. Nothing to slow you down throughout Pensacola or Garson Point. We do have slow-moving traffic in the eastbound direction. This is going to be on the Alabama side of things right near Grand River Motorsports. This is due to a small accident and construction, so just keep that in mind. Also, if you're heading westbound out of Pensacola, heading into Mobile, extremely slow-moving traffic over Mobile Bay right now. But if you see something else, give me a call at 850-2626-111. That's the traffic line number. And for weather, we do have some chances of rain for this weekend. 40% chance of tomorrow. For tomorrow, that's going to be in the afternoon with a high of 88 for the day. And coming up tonight, we have some slight chances of rain still that's going to linger around, but nothing too bad with a low of 73. Right now it's 85 in Pensacola, 86 in Milton, and 84 in Gulf Breeze. And this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So looking at national headlines now, air quality is improving in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic, but pockets of unhealthy air still remain. This as smoke from the Canadian wildfires drifted down through the U.S. and impacted millions. A wind shift, though, is planned. Well, I shouldn't say planned because it's not really planned, but it's expected to take care of the remaining haze. So that's good news.
Yes, very good news. And Ukrainian officials say that they have evidence that Russia blew up the dam that caused a major disaster this week. Investigators claim to have intercepted a phone call between Russia agents who were talking about the plans to blow up the Novikovka Dam.
Yeah.
In a telegram post, the security service of Ukraine says that Russia wanted to blackmail the smaller country by creating an environmental disaster in its southern region.
Two motion hearings were held today in the murder case of four Idaho college students. The motions are concerning a gag order that prohibits lawyers involved in the case from saying anything publicly about it that's not already on public record. The motions were filed last month by a media coalition and by an attorney for a family of one of the victims.
And a former NYPD detective is accused of taking bribes from a robbery crew that targeted Asian Americans. Federal prosecutors say that the 31-year-old Saul De La Cruz took bribes from members of a four-man robbery crew and helped them avoid arrest from the years of 2017 to 2022. The men mainly targeted Asian Americans, and they stole money, they stole jewelry, and other property from dozens of homes and businesses in New York.
And the prime suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway is pleading not guilty to extortion charges. Yoron Vandersloot appeared in an Alabama court today after being extradited to the U.S. from Peru. He's facing charges for allegedly trying to get $250,000 from Holloway's mother in exchange for the location of her body. Taking a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard right now, the Rays and the Rangers are tied at one midway through the third inning. The Yankees and the Red Sox opened up a series today. They're scoreless midway through the second. And just underway, the Braves and the Nationals. The Nationals lead 1-0 in the top of the first inning. Later on, the Marlins are taking on the White Sox in Chicago. That starts at 7:10. And on Apple TV Plus, 6:05, the Orioles and the Royals, Angels, Mariners a little bit later on at 8:38, and the Rockies and Padres is at 7:40 on ESPN Plus. The big game tonight is in the NBA, 7:30 start time on ABC, game four of the NBA Finals with the Denver Nuggets in Miami taking on the Heat. They lead that series 2-1 tomorrow night. Game four of the Stanley Cup Finals after the Panthers beat the Golden Knights in overtime 3-2. Last night, Dalvin Cook is now free to sign with any NFL team. ESPN's Adam Schefter says that the Miami Dolphins are among the favorites, if not the favorite, to land the former FSU star. The Belmont Stakes looks like it will be a go tomorrow night. The air quality has gotten much better there. Horses were training again this morning. Post time tomorrow is a little after 6 o'clock on Fox. And note, Novak Djokovic is advancing to the French Open Finals. He beat top-seeded Carlos Alcaraz in four sets, and he's advancing to Sunday's final. And with the win, he would set a record for a 23rd Grand Slam championship. So that's pretty interesting there. He is going to face Casper Ruud, the fourth seed, in Sunday's final. Starts at 8 a.m. on Sunday morning. 6:30 right now, Fox News update is coming up after that. We'll replay our interview with Brianna Spence, the winner of the Pensacola Welcome Sign Contest. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Graham. President Biden has been quiet following the indictment of Donald Trump over his handling of classified material. However, Mr. Biden is insisting he did not pressure the attorney general in this case. Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House.
He said, "I've not talked to Merrick Garland. I'm not going to talk to Merrick Garland because they're really trying to quash any speculation that the White House coordinated it all."
Trump is alleging election interference. A recent Fox News poll shows the former president as the front runner in the GOP primary. Some voters reacting.
Nothing on Hillary. Nothing on any on Biden. Just Trump, Trump, Trump. And I'm sick of it.
I was not surprised. I think when he came down the golden elevator, the DOJ was waiting for him.
And those voters at today's North Carolina GOP conference, America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, shares of Tesla seeing some strength today after the electric car maker says that it's reached a deal with General Motors to adopt Tesla superchargers for GM's electric vehicles. Now, beginning in 2024, GM drivers will access the Tesla supercharger network, with more upgrades coming by 2025. Now, this comes after Ford recently also announced a deal to access Tesla's charging network. Well, Netflix says its subscriber count is up since phasing in its new password sharing rules. According to analytics company Antenna, Netflix reported its best ever four-day period of new U.S. subscribers, averaging some 73,000 new signups a day over a four-day period beginning on May 23rd. Now, that marked a 102% increase compared to its previous 60-day average. Now, Netflix recently cracked down on password sharing, which it says hurt its bottom line. Checking Wall Street this Friday, the majors all finishing with some modest gains. The Dow up around 43 points, the S&P up around 5 points, while the NASDAQ finished 20 points higher. And that is your Money Door Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. The Heat are in a tough spot. They're down 2-1 against a team that has every advantage on paper. In other words, Miami's right where they want to be. This Heat team defies expectations time and time again. They're at their best when their back is against the wall. They might not win this thing, but Miami's efforts to defy the odds is always worth watching. I'm Andrew Perloff.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is your check engine light on? Let our professional parts people scan and diagnose the problem for free. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
We've all heard the saying, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. In the Florida Panhandle, it's both. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. While we can't do a whole lot about the heat and humidity outside your home, we can make a big difference in the comfort and humidity inside your home. Our high-efficiency comfort systems are designed to reduce humidity, save on energy cost, be better for the environment, at the same time keeping your home more comfortable. Combine that with instant rebates up to $1,200 and available energy tax credits up to $2,000, and a new high-efficiency comfort system is the way to go when your home needs a new system. Want to know more? Give me a call.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620 Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Happy Friday. We have made it to the weekend and hope you're getting ready to have an awesome weekend, whether you're relaxing or have big plans, whatever it may be. Hope you enjoy your weekend. For the roads and weather, going to get a quick look before we get a update. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90 looking good. If you see something else on the roads slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we're going to get an update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
The weekend forecast features a chance for rain every single day, plus that northwest Florida heat. You can't miss it. Highs in the lower 90s for Saturday and Sunday for the inland spots, upper 80s for the coastal spots. Rain chance a little bit higher on Saturday at 50 to 60% chances scattered during the afternoon. Be prepared. Rain chance does come down on Sunday, so that's your day to be outside. Only 20 to 30% chances. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's 85 right now in Pensacola, 85 in Gulf Breeze, and 86 in Milton. And this traffic report brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Hey, shoppers, this is your local farmer letting you know that Florida watermelon is in season right now. You can learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
By the way, I'd like to issue a public apology to Gracie, who chastised me, or chastened me rather, with a stern rebuke about neglecting to mention in my sports updates today that the Champions League final is tomorrow, Manchester City and Inter Milan. Gracie, you plan on watching it because you will be forced to.
Yes, my my boyfriend's a big soccer fan, so.
Do you have a prediction on who will win?
I'm going to go with Manchester City.
So. That's a good pick.
Yes.
I don't see any way they lose.
Yeah.
So there we go. There's our preview for the Champions League final. I will be watching, though. But
Not forced, though?
No.
Willingly?
No. Yeah, definitely willingly watching that. So at 4:30, we had a chance to hear from the woman who won the Pensacola sign contest. Brianna Spence was selected as the contest winner. 22 people took part in that, and pretty interesting when I asked her about, you know, the process of which she came to come up with the design in that. So this is going to be up early next year, as it's got to be built and all that, but it's going to be showcased near Bayfront Parkway and Gregory Street as drivers exit the Pensacola Bay Bridge. So really cool. Brianna, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. So sometime next year, you're going to be leaving the beach and you're going to be driving across the 3 mile bridge, and you're going to come into Pensacola and you're going to see the welcome sign and you're going to just be like, I designed that. What does that feel like?
I know it's very wild. I don't know if it's actually hit me yet, but I am excited. It's going to be a process, like you said, you know, construction will start. So we'll get to kind of see it built from the ground up, which I think is actually really cool. And it's been really awesome to be part of the whole process on, you know, just the architect side and the engineering side and obviously design. So, yeah, it's been a really exciting process for me, and I can't wait to see it go up.
Yeah, so you're talking about the process. So you hear about this contest, and I know that there were a couple of informational meetings that the city had for people that were interested in submitting designs. And so you hear about this, and talk me through kind of your thought process, because I would imagine, and I have no artistic ability whatsoever, but if I'm interested, if I'm an artist and I'm thinking about this, I mean, I'm just losing my mind, and all of my time would be spent on trying to just come up with the perfect design, all the imagery that I could possibly think of. We got the Blue Angels, we got the beach, we got the Pelicans, we got all this stuff, and trying to just condense that into just this sign that I think will be perfect. So walk me through that process for you. Was it relatively easy to come up with, or was there a lot of sleepless nights trying to get that perfect design?
Yeah, that's actually so funny. So I did not hear about the contest until 3 days before the submission deadline, which is crazy. I actually had my mom and a couple different friends and family send me the link, and it just happened to be 3 days ahead of time. And I had a friend visiting at the time, and so I was like, oh, you know, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to have time. And I was actually out on a walk on the beach with her, and I just happened to mention it, and I was like, oh, you know, but I only have 3 days. There's no way. And she was like, you need to do this. And then my mom called me that night. She was like, are you going to submit? And I was like, no, I'm not going to have enough time. I don't think so. And she was like, you better do it. Like, you better submit. And I was like, okay, mom, like, I'll see what I can do, you know? And sure enough, I just was like, you know what? What is the most Pensacola thing to me that's not really like, it's not already a brand. It's not already, you know, like the Blue Angels are already kind of their own established brand. We have a lot of other Pensacola beach thing, but what is like iconic Pensacola? And I commute back and forth through Pensacola and Gilfreve like a couple times a week, and I always see the Pelicans like kind of, you know, hovering like they do over the bridge, and I was like, that's perfect. And so sure enough, the design just kind of came together after that, so I got really lucky that I got it done in time.
So you crammed for the final exam, that's what you're telling us, is that?
Yes. Yes, wow. I did, and I'm not even a procrastinator, but it just happened out that way.
And you won. Oh, that's awesome. So, I mean, you know, the colors there. There's looking at the Pelican, and then I know that there are some interesting colors there. Was there any hidden subliminal messages about Pensacola that are a part of the sign?
You know, no subliminal messages. Basically, just keeping with the blues and the yellow, symbolic of, you know, the city of Pensacola. I feel like we have a lot of nod to that in the city's design that you see around town. So no subliminal messages, just kind of that fun, hopefully friendly, welcoming design.
So how did you find out and just your reaction when you got the word?
Well, I was very excited. They were going through the design, so I had been notified that I was in like some of the top contestants. And then I called my mom. I said, hey, just, you know, like, this is what's going on. And I think she freaked out more than me. She was so excited. And then like 2 days later, we found out. And yeah, I was super excited. I don't know if it hit me right away. Probably took a couple days. But yeah, my friends and family were just thrilled. So it's really awesome.
That was Brianna there, the winner of the Pensacola Sign Contest. She owns her own firm. And so, you know, bet she's getting a lot of action there. Brianna Spence, thanks so much for joining us earlier today. Josiah, 6:45, we'll get an update on the roads and our weather.
Roads are looking good right now throughout Pensacola and Garcon Point on I-10. We do have some slow traffic, though. This is going to be on I-10 eastbound, right near the Alabama side of things. This is still showing slow-moving traffic right near Grand River Motorsports. So just keep that in mind. Still a patch of traffic in the eastbound direction on I-10. That's causing some issues. For weather, we do have some chances of rain for this weekend, 40% for tomorrow afternoon and a high of 88. For this evening, it's going to be a low of 73, and it's 85 right now in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 84 in Gulf Breeze. This traffic update is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service. Bobby Likas Auto Service is located on Davis Highway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Health, business, and science notes. American Airline customers are being allowed to rebook flights without fees. Due to the smoky conditions in the Northeast, the airline said passengers traveling to certain airports in 9 states and Washington, D.C. and book the flights by June 7th will have their change fees waived if they want to still travel to the same city.
And Netflix is actually seeing a bump in subscriptions since implementing the new password sharing rules. The television analyst company Antenna reported Friday that the streaming giants saw their best 4-day period of new signups in the U.S. in the days following the announcement, and Netflix gained nearly 100,000 new subscribers on May 23rd and an average of 73,000 new signups over the 4-day span.
And Walgreens is introducing a store in Chicago with just 2 aisles and most products kept hidden away from customers. Now they say it's not in an effort to deter theft, but rather an experiment with the digital experience. The two aisles will carry everyday needs such as soap, body wash, batteries, first aid, and over-the-counter meds. The rest, including makeup, hair color, beer, and wine, will only be sold if purchased through a kiosk system in the store or ordered ahead through the app.
And if your teenager is thinking about getting a summer job, they're not the only one. Teenagers ages 15 to 19 years old are likely going to make up 18% of all summer hires this year. The personnel services sector, which includes restaurants, hotels, amusement parks, and stores, will make up 26% of all hires, and they will be paid more. The average national wage is for 15 to 19 year olds is projected to reach $14.56 per hour this summer, and that's up 9% from a year ago.
And looking at the movie preview this weekend, Transformers: Rise of the Beast is taking a big bite at the box office. The latest installment in the franchise made $8.8 million thanks to previews yesterday. The film is considered a direct sequel to 2018's Bumblebee and a prequel to the very first Transformers movie.
And more than half $1 billion is going to be up for grabs over the next couple days thanks to the rising Mega Millions and Powerball jackpots. The Mega Million jackpot is going to reach $240 million, and that's going to be ahead of tonight's drawing. And if anyone wins the Powerball tomorrow night, they're going to score $308 million for the grand prize.
So we have Matt Rife tickets on sale this morning, and next week it's comedian Cat Williams who will be in Pensacola in November. November 4th, he'll be at the Bay Center performing as part of his Dark Matter tour. Pre-sale tickets start next Tuesday at 10 a.m. The general sale will be next Friday also at 10 a.m.
And a celebration of life for the former TV talk show host Jerry Springer's is going to be held in Cincinnati today. Springer was famous on a national level, but in Ohio, he was also a prominent figure as the former mayor of Cincinnati and one time a local news anchor. He died in April at the age of 79.
Are aliens trying to make contact with Earth? Is the time finally here?
Or have they already?
On Transformers weekend or a couple months ago. But yeah, so we played this yesterday, the guy who made the 911 call. We also played audio from the body cam footage. This streak of green lighting was seen in multiple states, multiple eyewitnesses. And the guy who called 911, the audio that was released yesterday, he provided a YouTube video where he talked more about it.
Here's a Ring camera video. You could hear the bang. This is around the neighborhood. So here's the video. So when that happened, the only thing I can see in the backyard is a tall creature, probably around 8-10 feet tall, very thin. So I called my dad. He went to the backyard. And he saw the same thing, the same creature I saw.
So the man describes a shockwave that made the backyard blurry immediately after the crash. And then he says he saw two non-human beings behind a forklift in his backyard. There's a lot of circumstantial evidence that's starting to pile up here.
So do we think these two creatures put on like human skin suits and they're walking around today?
No.
Where do we think they're at?
I don't know.
They went back to their homeland?
I think it was just a brief appearance. I think that they stumbled here by accident. And I think they were not welcome. They didn't feel welcomed. And so they immediately just kind of went away, I guess.
An Irish goodbye.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what happened. So we'll see. Fox News was just doing a thing on it, too. So, I mean, it's...
Everywhere.
We'll see what else. We'll see what else comes of it. But yeah, my eyes and my mind is open after the events of the last couple of days. Other weird notes. We haven't hit this one yet today, but I thought this was brilliant. A 25-year-old sales and marketing professional named Marchie is going viral on TikTok for a prank she pulled on her office after she was laid off. She printed out a ton of images of herself, and there were speech bubbles where she'd be saying various things. She stuck them everywhere in the office to show that she'd never actually leave. But the best part is that she numbered them and some of them she skipped. So the office will never actually think that they have found all of them.
Smart cookie. Should not have let her go.
Should not let her go.
Well, it's 6:51 right now. We're going to take a quick break and come back with some good news to end off our Friday show right here on Pensacola News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie.
Attention homeowners. Are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time, and it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled? Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Hope you're having a great Friday, making it to the weekend, and whether you're relaxing this weekend, maybe you got big plans, heading to the beach, whatever it may be, hope you're enjoying it, the start to it. Going to get the last check of roads and weather before we get some good news to finish off Pensacola Right Now. Roads are looking great on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola, but on I-10, getting into Pensacola eastbound on the Alabama side, this is going to be near Foley. We are seeing slow-moving traffic right near Grand River Motorsports, so we had an accident there a little while ago that is still causing some slowdowns. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And this weekend for weather, we are going to have some chances of rain for Saturday and Sunday, mostly in the afternoon, kind of what we've been seeing, just a rainstorm right in the middle of the afternoon. That's going to be a high of 88, and we're going to see a low of 73 for this evening. 84 right now in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 84 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So continuing off like we always like to do with some good news and a couple of stories here with local ties. First, a Marine Corps change of command ceremony at Camp Pendleton featured two local natives. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Doss III received command of the 9th Communication Battalion from Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Roman. Roman is from Pensacola and Doss is from Cantonment. Roman, after giving up command, retired after 20 years in the Marine Corps.
And a Florida high school teacher, a theater director, is set to be honored in the 76th annual Tony's Award this weekend. For the last 20 years, he has made sure that every production has been fully accessible to deaf audience through shadowing interpreters or actors who voice in sign. So the Young is due to receive the 2023 Excellent in Theater Education Award coming up on Sunday night.
That's very cool there. New Jersey magician helps shelter dogs find forever homes by showing them magic tricks. Pretty interesting one here.
One of my like small tiny superpowers, there's not many times in life you feel like you have a superpower, and I realized like one of my like small tiny superpowers is I can just help dogs show off themselves in a way that they couldn't without me. And then we just let the dog be who they are, which is how are they gonna react to seeing something that was once in their physical world vanish. And then typically, like in the video, the dogs just go nuts and they all have silly different reactions.
So John Stessel makes videos of him showing the dogs tricks, and the fun reactions have led to families adopting the dogs. So very cool story there. Finally, nobody is more excited for the weekend than Santa Rosa County Chief Deputy Joe McCurdy.
Joe McCurdy on this well-deserved retirement. Chief McCurdy, you served the community with honor, dignity, and pride for 34 years, and we thank you. It's been an honor to work with you. Your dedicated service to the citizens of this county and members of this agency will always be remembered. We hope you enjoy your retirement. Unit 2, 1087, 1042 for the final time. Station clear, 1439.
The 1087. Yep, very cool. Joe McCurdy there retiring after 34 years with the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. The 1087, the dispatch call there for the retirement signing off for the last time. So congratulations to him. Gracie, besides tomorrow's Champions League final, any major plans for the weekend?
Nothing really. I might try to check out the skate park.
The big grand opening celebration is all day there. So, yep, there's going to be a lot of people out there. My wife next week is coming off of maternity leave back to work. We have only been using one car for the past several months, so I think I'm buying a car this weekend.
Woo, yay. Father's Day gift, come early.
Yeah.
For yourself.
Well, you all have a good weekend. Gracie, you as well. We'll see you next week on Pensacola Right Now.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Treated fairly. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. Those words from special counsel Jack Smith as the